Today's shiur is on Inyanit Tznius. Now, Tznius, we're not just talking about Tznius Tam address, but more Tznius Svein Ish L'Ishto. The Gemara says in the Dorim, in the Chof Amar Aleph, Rav Achav Rav Oshia Omer Kol HaTzofa B'Noshim Sofo Bo L'Idei Avera. So somebody looks at women, Sofal Balu De Avera. Holmestakel Vakeva Shal Isha Havilon Bodim Shainam Hugonim. So what is that? So Amar Yosef Ishto Nida. Amar Vishim Ben Lokish, Akeva the Katanim Mokam Vatinova Shum Huba Kenegara Okif. So we learned two pshatim in the Ravid. One pshat was that there's an Isser Ishto Nida to look in all the Makomas and Mechusim. And therefore, Reish Lakish, when he's saying a Akeva, Makom Tinokvis, that's not going on Ishto Nida. That's a separate comment. That's even Ishto She'enu Nida. And the other pshat is that the Reish Lakish going back on Ishto Nida, and therefore it's building up one on the other, and therefore there's a din that if Ishto Nida, then it's also B'mokom HaTinofes, but Ishto She'enu Nida, everything is Mutter. And we saw that even though the Shulchan Aruch brings down the din of Makomos and Mechusim, Rav Avadi Yosef thought that the Ikir Hadin is that Makomos and Mechusim is just a Chumrah for Ishto Nida. That was Rav Avadi's approach. And that's here in the Ravid that we saw already. And the Rambam Shita is Pashas in the Rambam on page 4. The Rambam writes, Perkoval Halachates, Ishto shall Adam Buteris Hilo, Ficha Chomacha Adam wrote to Lassos be Ishto Osa, Boel Bucholesha Yirtse, Menashek Bucholesha Yirtse. So the pashas is that the Rambam Shita is that there's no limitation with Ishto She'enu Nida, right? Because do anything boal b'chol eisha yirtze u'menashik b'chol eiva ve'eiva she'yirtze. And Pashas says, Menashek is also looking. So therefore, that's the Pashas is the Rambam Lashitaso, who holds that the Isser of Mokom HaTinofes is only Ishto Nida, and the Rambam doesn't have a din of Mokom HaSamchusim, and that's what Rav Avadya thought was the Iker HaDin. Okay. And that's the the Beis Yosef that we were talking about. Okay. So now, and we mentioned that there's two sheetahs, yeah. And those are the different opinions in the Gemara here, in the Dorim, on Chof Amud Beis on page 2. Where did the Rambam get this from? The Rambam, we have two opinions in the Gemara. The first opinion in the Gemara says, two lines, look on the first page, two lines from the bottom. mit dem Mahavion Summe mit dem Mahavion, it causes blindness, the bottom of page 1, two lines from the bottom, mit dem Mahavion bin ich stocklin bo so mokum. So there is an opinion that says that also to be mistakel bo so mokum, even ishto sheinu nida. So the Gemara says that's one opinion. On now on page 2, Chavam Bebeis, Amar Rav Yochanan Zodi Rav Yochanan Ben Dehavai, Amar Muchachomim, Ein Halacha Ki Rav Yochanan Ben Dehavai. So the Chavam said the Halacha is not like that. El Kol Masha Adam Rotsa Lasus Beishto Ose. And that's how the Rabbah passed him. Like the opinion that Kol Masha Adam Rotsa Lishto.
So
then everything is good.
That's why he doesn't quote it.
Right. That's the pashas. That he holds.
Even the
Osamakum. Even the Osamakum is mutter.
Even Ishtan neither, but Pshuta. I'm saying he doesn't say any.
Oh, but Ish.
That's what I'm saying, like.
You mean maybe he doesn't pass it like that whole Gemara from before?
Or maybe that.
Okay. Ishtan neither. We'll leave it at Ishtan neither.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that's one. So there is a halacha, and if you look first in Shulchan Aruch on page 7. So the Shulchan Aruch. In the Ramah and Siv Beis says Hagah V'yachol Asas Yimishto Masha Yirtzim. So the Ramah quotes that Shita that everything is Mutter Menashe B'chalev Asha Yirtzim. And the Gra brings the Mokar from that Gemara. And he says, Vishto nidi yashlom zin yabonim shenim gog and dafkim nida. Yes, so the Beit Shmuel says, lav dav kol ezer, lav osam makum osam. But that's not the pasuk shot. Chor, that's not the Pashup Shah, but the Beit Shmuel says. Because the Chor Pashup Shah is the difference in saying that it's Mutter. And that's what I point out from the Gra, I didn't point some point out from the Gra. That it's, that even the Nashik is. Is mutter. It's a long position. I'm revealing to the revealer. Also, when I shake it. So the other opinion is much better than it's mutter. I think that's how some say. Okay. In our Chaim, you know, Tznius says also l'stachel v'oso makom. The Ramah wasn't cholik. So some want to say, some rabbanim have said that the Ikra Din is what he writes in Ebenezer, And that's more of a chumrah of Menorah Chaim. That's how some some rabbanim have said. Okay. Now, there is a Gemara in Beitza. On page 10, Kavei Zemral. Amarav, Yeboi Mine Abba Bar Marta Vebai, Mal Lachabos Sanebi Vde Dovarache. Now, it's the assumption of this Gemara is that it's also to cohabit with one's wife when the light is on. When the light is on. So the question is, what's the din say on Yantif? So the light is on. Could you blow out the light? If they want to be mishamish, and there's a light there, there's a candle. I mean, those, they didn't have electricity those days, they had candles. So I'm a little extra b'vayitacher. They go into another room. Why does he have to be there? Ein lo b'vayitacher, if he doesn't have another room, my evshir lasos lo b'chitza. So he can put a b'chitza, so in between. Ain't low.
Isn't that a mechitza on a terrace?
Oh, good question. We have to see. We'll see. Right. Ain't low by Zach and my Efshel Lassus will mechitza. Ain't low Lassus mechitza. My Efshel Lachapos. All of us are clear. Maybe he can cover it up. So in the end of the day, he says you can't extinguish. But the assumption is that is an iser to be in the same reshus. So in other words, if there would be, say, light in the bathroom, and you shut the bathroom door, so even though it could be coming through the cracks a little bit, but that's a mechitza. So you have a mechitza between the couples in the bedroom, and the bathroom door is closed. So that's a mechitza. But if it would be in the room, so then that would be part of the issue.
The shade.
Shade.
Of a lampshade.
Oh, okay. Very good question. Excellent. So let's see. Let's go slow. Let us go slowly here. There's a lot to say here. So what's the story that you can make a mechitza? So Chazon Hess asked us, but usually the din on Shabbos is that you in mechitzas ol aroy is mutter, you can make, but if it's materas, then mechitza materas is also midrabban. Putting a mechitza is making a mechitza. Yeah, in other words, if you put it, you move it to be able to. So what's the head there over here? I'm looking Shulchan Aruch here on page 15. This is a Hilchos Shabbos question. This is on page 15, it says, also lasos oil, shimen, chintes vav aleph, also lasos all the shabbos, the other few who are right. The dafka gag of al mechitzes mutter, vei mechitzes surah, al kain nasis lahatir. Sukkah ol lahatir tiltol. So he says, mechitza materis, he's giving examples of mechitza materis, is if you're missing one mechitza for your sukkah. So now you can't eat in the sukkah because it's not a good sukkah. So now you're putting a mechitza there, now it's a good sukkah. So that's awesome. Or there's not enough mechitzas in your backyard to carry on Shabbos. So you put an extra mechitza there, now. So that's also, but says the Ramah, aval mechitza nasis l'tznias ba'al mashari. So if it's l'tznias, it's mutter. But then on the bottom line, he says, aval osur lasis mechitza b'nei or haner k'dei sheishamish mitoso. That's materis. Yom Tefach Sha'az Mutal Hosival of the Shabbos. Or in other words, you can't be Mishamish in front of Svarim. So to put a mechitza there is asa. So the question, the obvious question, therefore, is going to be that isn't that against the Gemara? That was that Chazan Hess's question. So who asked this question? The Ramo asked this question in the Darkei Moshe on page 13. So he says, look away where the left side where the hand is. The first thing on the line is the hand. The little hand. You see the hand? The Tzarech Ian, we had the Mashra Perek Beis debate said, Mutu Asas Mechitza Lefnei Or Haner Kidei L'Shamish Mitosu B'yotus. So the Gemara says it's Mutter, right? Of course, you can't extinguish it, but you can put a Mechitza there. So how does this stim? Could say that Gemara was Yontif, but we're talking about Shabbos. He doesn't think there's any distinction. Yeah, so what's the heter?
See, the bottom he quotes from the Eli Rabba. There is a belief in Shabbos and Yad, because Yad is mutter
mehadeh. To be bona.
To be
chabos. To mutter chabos haneh, because it's
Shabbos. Therefore, it's not a materis.
We'll have a sis, mechitza l'dech
sis. So then it should be mutter Shabbos also.
No,
you're confusing the din of kibui with
oil. Wait, one second. Maram da ova tikkun b'kod of a Shabbos b'chum chum ra'ovat. Yeah, so let's see. Let's go slow. You see, if you... One second. In other words, if there was a tefach from before, and you're just mosif, that's what Rabbi Tachman was saying, so then it's mutter. Right, Tosefus is mutter. So if you look at the Magen Avraham now, page 15, he quotes the din of Osulasos, the Magen Avraham, Osulasos Mechitzim Ne'or HaNer, that came bottom, Sifkat and Gimel. And then he quotes that whole story. And then he says this, you know, he quotes this Darkei Moshe. And the Hagos explains, like Rabbi Tachman said, that it's Tosefus. Yeah, it's not the Pashut Pshat. Yes, so the Yad Ephraim.
Gimel.
On page 13, see, look back to page 13, when the Hagel Tzaharus, as Rabbi Tachman points out, in Gimel, he says that Eliyahu Rabba, and then the Yad Ephraim, of course, he wants to say maybe a mechitza is only when you need datka a mechitza. Like for sukkah, you need a mechitza. There's no other way. So that's called. But if you can do it with another way that's without a mechitza, so even though you use a mechitza, that's not called. So, say for example, yeah.
It's against the
Ramah. But it's better to be against the not against the Gemara than against the Ramah. Right, because he really could have done the whole. You see, if there's Sfarim in the room, so there are two ways to deal with it. Well, take it out. Okay, yeah. But we're talking about, you know, there's a whole bookcase, the whole, So, if there's a mechitza, you put a mechitza there, that's one way. Or a covering, two coverings. So if you drape, say, two sheets over the whole thing, that's not midin mechitza, that's midin kisui. So kisui needs base kisui. A mechitza is a din mechitza. So,
why didn't the cover of the center enough?
Yeah, that's a question. Rabbi Tachman discussed this. Maybe it's bottled to the safer. Maybe there could be some that say maybe it is, but pashas we use two kisui.
It's kis patal kis. Usually, the only time you have a heter of. Like if you have tefillin in the room, you want tefillin in one bag and then a bag within a bag.
Yeah, so we have another packet on this.
I understand, but it's not.
Okay, but really, this is not what I wanted to talk about today.
You put a sheet over the bookcase. Is that what you have? It's not like it's in a dollar tub, but like it's a bubble. So you need a different mechitza. So why do you need two?
No, because the sheet is not a mechitza. Because the sheet is not, it can't stand on itself. It's you're just draping it on the thing.
So
So the chitza has to be.
What is every mechitza? Every mechitza is held by something.
So it has to be held.
If you're saying that it's even if it would be a weekday and you put one, that wouldn't be a good mechitza. We'd have to put two midin kisos, two kisuyim.
Right.
And even though you put something heavy on the top, so it stays.
Right.
You're saying that that.
So I don't know if that's called the. I don't know if that's called a mechitza. Somebody recently had a shaila about this. You know what it comes up a lot, I'll tell you. Some people have studio apartments. So usually single people have studio apartments, but sometimes young married couples who can't afford even a one-bedroom, or it's not available, a one-bedroom, so they have a studio apartment. Like in Einstein, a lot of couples have studio apartments. And they have svarim. So one way to do it, I think, as Ravani pointed out, is you put the svarim across the room, and the bed of the couple is on the side where the svarim are not revealed. In other words, the side that's closed up, and the side with the svarim that's on the other side, and then there's a mechitza that goes through out the row of the room, and they're sleeping on the other side. So that's a mechitza. So then that would be mutter.
In other words, the bookcase is north south, and they sleep east west.
In other words, the bookcase. No. Bookcase is going from here
yeah.
to here.
Right.
And the books are magula, say, on this side, and they're on the other side.
Oh.
So the other side. Is where the, you know, it's the the back of the shelf.
Back of the bookcase.
So that's, that would be okay. But we have made a separate packet on those halachas. Today I was, just because Chazon has mentioned this thing, that's why we got into it a little bit. But I want to speak about what is this issur of the Shamish or Haner. Now, there's another halacha. On page 19 in Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. And that's the question of being Meshamish Bayom. And whereas the question whether it's proper to have relations in the daytime. So the Gemara says that the first word in the line is midi, a little. Amar of Chista also lola mashiyim shamish mitoso bayom shenem ever have to leach hakamocha. That you shouldn't be mashamish bayom, because the pasuk says we have to leach hakamocha. So what does that mean? My mashma rabbi shem yirba dover maguna tiskan elof. So if it's by yom, so that means that it'll be light, and he might see something in her body that will be unattractive to him, and it will cause tiskan elof. Amar Huna. Yisrael kedoshim heim veim shamshim mitoseim bayom. So he's going to do it. But the Amar Rava, im haya bayis afel, but if it's a dark room, mutter. V'talmid chacham mapil b'ksuso mishamish. So the Talmid Chacham covers himself up, goes under the cover, and is Meshamesh even by Yom. So Well,
meaning not in Beitaga.
Right. Okay, so this inyan of we have two gemaras. One gemara is Laor Haner, and one gemara is Bayom. And the question is, are these the same halacha? Or these two different halachas? Or what is... So, there is a... the Ola Shabbos. I found it here. What page? Here. Almost told me, you know, page 26. Okay, so you have this sefer Olas Tamid. Right? It's Olas Tamid, Olas Shabbos, Hagon Rav Shmuel Rav Yosef. And this is quoted very often in the Magen Avraham. Rav Berish Mandelbaum always used to tell me, you know, it's always quoted Udoloka Olas Tamid, Udoloka Olas. But, you know, to get a Dolo in the Magen Avraham, it means he's Goris you, you know. You know, the rest of the world, you know, don't make it into the Magen Avraham. You know, Halvai, you should make it into Magen Avraham, and he says, the low.
At least you're a player.
Yeah. So the question is, like this. This is a Shiloh that comes up every once in a while, that a couple forgets by mistake to turn off the bedroom light on Shabbos, and they want to be mishamish. No. So could there be a heter?
No.
Yeah. So if you get a goy, so that's right. So getting a goy, so depends on your. Some people have goyim more readily available to them. Some people don't have, you know, if you live in a building and you have a non-Jewish neighbor, you just knock on the door and, you know, if you live like in Brooklyn, it's not so easy to, you know, I remember once we had a tzorech of something in the car, to get a guy, yeah, try to stop a car, you know, it's not, depends where you live, Washington Heights, it might be easier than some other places to get, okay, but let's talk about that there was no guy available. Say it was late at night, and you know. So, could we say that just like if a person wants to be mishamish bayom, they just go under the covers? So maybe the same thing, or haner. At or haner, you go under the covers as well. So the olas tamid on page 26. Says, so if you look in the Sif Yud Aleph, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Yud Aleph, also so the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that what? That even if you're Mapil Taliso, or an heir is a separate issur. Because you see, the Gemara never said Efshar Lapil Taliso, right? The Gemara says Mahu, you know, Chabos. So it's Efshar this, Efshar that. Why don't you say Efshar Mapil Taliso? So the Shulchan Aruch says also. So the Olas Talmid says that he thinks it's mutter. And there the Talmud Chacham mutter by Paulus Talus. Logorim Bibyon, it's the same. Also, why did the Gemara say that the Poshim Shad, like Rabbi Talk, but everyone said it's, maybe it's not talking about Talmud Chacham. You know. But in the Chanami, Rabbi Talkman is a believer that it's all the same halacha. So then if there's a din that you could mapil taliso bayom, then you should be able to be mapil taliso b'fnei or aner. That was one.
Rashi of Gemara, on the text of or aner, it says, the time of mefarsh the kamon. And the only time it explains is the bayom.
Is the bayom meaning?
Rashi, when he explains the ordinary, he says the time of parsha kamon.
Right.
So what is the time of kamon? It's talking about bayom.
Bayom.
So you see that actually, or understand.
So the oldest Talmud has this. The oldest Talmud has this cool. So again, if you can get a goy to close it, so then it's shvus to shvus. Because it's a kibbutz is only the rabbanon. This is malchus shein esrikal gufa. You're not using the gecholim, etc. So if the lights are on, so the oldest Talmud has this kula. All the poskim didn't accept this kula. Now Rabbi Talkman once had another svar. He had another svar. And he said like this, Rabbi Vadi didn't accept it, but Rabbi Talkman said it. Yeah, okay, it's a svar that he said. That he said that, what's the idea of mechitza? So the mechitza is that the light shouldn't be in the same reshus. Whereas the mechitza is not required that, because the light is here and the mechitza is here, so the mechitza is tefachim. So it's still going to be, you know, still you're going to get light because over the mechitza. But the idea is that if it's a different reshus, that was all they required.
The source of
light. What? The source of light. So Rabbi Talkman suggested maybe a lot of times in a bedroom, you have the lights from the ceiling. So maybe that's considered, you know, that's a separate rishus.
Why, there's only 10
Yeah, it's only, right. So maybe that should be a cooler. I thought that was a good svara. Even though I don't know if it was necessarily the makubal, but I think it's definitely a svara. Maybe b'tziruf is almost tamid, and that you could.
What about the shams bayom? The light coming from
that. Right. So you.
The window is separating.
Yeah, it's a different reshus. The only thing is bayom. So mapil taliso. So. And for a lot of couples, I think it's recommended because a lot of times they're very tired at night, and if we don't let them do it by yom, so it could, you know, not be a positive thing. Rabbi Eshin said a different svar. Yeah, you have the thing. A lot of the lights we have today are covered up with the shades. That's what the Gemara said about Efshar B'Kli. You know, so that's not a bad story either.
But that time you didn't have a fire that was uncovered. You had like a clue with a fire inside of it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like it was an open fire.
It was like a candle
inside something. But in Shabbos, when they talk about the things,
it's oil lamps.
In other words, because he's not going to breach the tznius.
So we extend it,
you know. you know, there's the level of Talmud, we don't give bechinas. Yeah, so, you know, for a lot of people, it could be recommended because of just the metzias of, and it'll just lead to kilkulim. A lot of times, the couples will be alone in the daytime, and if you're not going to let them be mishamish, then it'll probably come to hotzar zera and other things like that.
The sunlight is outside, and the wall itself is a machita. The building wall is a machita.
Yeah. Right, but you still want to do a hakolas talus.
Right.
Then there's a piece here in the Yamshel Shlomo, on page 33. It says, Matzasi Kosu B'Shem HaRosh, right, so he says like what the Shulchan Aruch said. Then he says, "Ados imechiz b'fnei neir v'einai den tzarich lassos el hefsek ba'alma from all b'fnei sefer Torah." V'lo shelo yafik or olamalam min a mechitza. In other words, you don't need a mechitza that goes to the sky, that goes to the ceiling. As long as you, on page 33, as long as you make a mechitza of 10 tefachim, that's okay. Yeah, even without that. So, but since Lamaisa, it's still, so in other words, one din is you can't be in the same Mishus. But then there's another din, that if there's Or in the room, then he shouldn't be seeing her like that. So then you need Lapil Taliso. Me'achar Shacheder Mole Or. Tegolor Gormim Shamish Mitosa Bayom. So there are two things. There's a din of light, and there's a din of, you know, having light, being in the same mishus. That was considered sakana to, you know.
It's the same as two din.
Two din, right?
Not one,
this is the two din approach. That there's a din of being in the same Rishus as the light, which is considered not the proper to be mishamish, just some sakana of sorts, some spooks and things like that. So once you're not in that rishus, it's okay. And then there's a separate din that you shouldn't have light in the room, so that you could take care of just by going under the covers. So by yom, even though there's a certain Indian Bayom, so there's, you know, if you don't feel Taliso, so then even though there's light in the room, but you're under the covers.
You can have a very big light, as long as there's a machitza, it's okay. But if you have a small light,
right, Right. In other words, Rabbi Eshin is asking very well. But you can have a big light, but there's a mechitza.
And it'll still the light,
the room will, so you mark your talis, you'll be okay. But if you don't have the mechitza, even if you're a little light,
candle.
A little candle, and you without a mechitza, is awesome.
A night light.
It's no good. Unless you say it's covered up.
Right.
And then there's a separate din of rishus. And then the question is, Justin wanted to say something.
The Rambam said that it's supposed to be a tashmish bayom because he says that there's no asir stavlus. The Gemara says that the only reason for no tashmish is because of gafra hakamoka. So it seems that if he allows his stavlus, then he's not worried about gafra hakamoka.
Right. So the he writes b'chol esher yitzah.
Oh, so that's
right. So that works in good.
So he still says.
What does he say?
But does he quote the din of?
Sorry, one beitza. Well, there's still a din not to be in the same shus. That I'm sure he quotes. Or an air is still asa.
Why is
over
there
asa?
What
do
you think is what
do
you
need to call
a house?
Yeah.
But he says there's no meaning to stop
the spot.
No, because there's a separate din of the same reshus.
No, but Afalas Tal. Mitzad.
No, there's Tad some.
Oh.
What?
Because spirit is kind of right.
Yeah, some type of spooks thing.
Oh, but
that Afalas Tal. Afalas Tal.
So that's Mishra Mistan.
Yeah.
But the Ram is still.
He's saying, why does he?
The Ram holds this one din of two dinim, but for Hafalas Talis is not. No one says Hafalas Talis. It's a din of life.
Right. So you're saying, why would the Ram never need Hafalas Talis?
And I think it's like the next halacha.
And what does he say?
I mean, that's the next on page 4. It's the next.
Even if he says b'chol esher yirtzeh, it doesn't mean he doesn't require hafalas talis.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. Right. I mean,
right.
He may still say you need hafalas talis.
That's the lack of.
I mean, the Ram puts that word in there together. If you don't, it's all one
off.
But
yeah.
I mean,
likewise,
also.
Okay. Now it's always kedai to look in the Sefer Torah Lishma. Why not? Who wrote the Torah Lishma? The Ben Ish Chai. Now, when he signed. How does he sign each tshuva? Just look on page 41 for a second. Yecheskel Kachli. Now his name wasn't Yecheskel Kachli. It was Yosef Chaim. But in the Hagdam it says Yecheskel Kachli, Gematria, Yosef Chaim. Yecheskel all of the Mitzvah Yosef, Kachli all of the Mitzvah Chaim. He says Alkeinah Sefer Zemes Yachish Lishmo. Shechosim osu b'shem elon kidei lalimo mikam makomos imo.
For a private reason, he wanted to go under this name. So every tshuva, he signs Yecheskel Kachli. Okay, why not? Yecheskel Kachli. Yeah, that'd be good. Okay, so he has a tshuva here on page 41. He says, "Ir sheminhagim l'shamish l'or haner b'layla rishonu shal chupa." Dafki orach lemebet kein l'shamish l'or haner. V'nochem levatal minak zekik
There was a minhag in a certain city that the first night they would mishamish lo or aner. So he wants to know what's the tam. Tshuva. Tam is the tashmish lo or aner. Mashmik marshu domel tam is the tashmish lo or yo. Rabbi Tachman. Shutam pe nir ve tov maguna. Afgav tam chachm shayl shamish be yom. Fei sheafgav tal yisalcha. Posu osim. Posu osim bo haner. Gam ba falas talas. Posu ab Rambam. Komokom vilvish. So even though the tam chachm is mutter. Whereas, so you should see the dam basulim. So therefore, the first night they were mishamish lo aner. The mishamish b'machshir yeh li bonokfo, like I said, b'ulo. Whereas he's going to be nervous that maybe she was really b'ulo. So if he doesn't see it right away, he's going to, and even if later there's blood, maybe that was a trick. Also, is a orma lahavi edim luchlochim b'dam of. Maybe they're getting it from a chicken, and it wasn't. Yes, the kinchah b'hem. The tomer I love dam b'sulim shalom. Okay. So he should see she's a psula. He says, Ivra, next paragraph, Ivra, keep Gemara Pesachim Kuv Yud Beis. Chem Zohar, Gvu Atam Yisr Tashmish Lo Anem, Yishri Shuli Bon Av Nikfim. That's going to be talked about today in the Kiddushei Torah Shir. Epilepsy. So it could cause some spooks inside, get inside of a kid and become epileptic. So the Gemara says in Pesachim Kuf Yud Beis. And then the Zohar has this also. So he says you don't have to worry because you don't usually get pregnant from the first, right? Because also you don't get pregnant from the first beer. No. Maybe. Even though the halacha is that it's always also, even if you have relations with your wife when she's pregnant, you still shouldn't do a law in there. So there she's not getting pregnant, but she is pregnant. Still, we be shown the ruchos aren't going to come, the ruchos rose. So there's this thing about the spooks, I told you, the spooks, that's why you don't have any, you can't be in the same rishus.
As mentioned in the Gemara,
yeah, the spooks, Sachem Kuf Yud Beis. Can I put it in here? I'll put it in here. Kuf Yud Beis. I don't know how the spooks work. 100%. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, look, he says, Pesachim Kuf Yud Beis, and the Zohar, I think the Zohar is in the packet here.
What?
Page 20. Which one? The Zohar's, yeah. Epilepsy. The shor alai ruchin mayhu satra achra. Because why did they become epileptic?
Why did they become like that? Because the spooks got in them. That's why they have all these seizures and things like that. Because the spooks. So. Okay, let's have this as it works. Yeah, and the light, and Bifnei or Haner, in the same Meshus of the light. If it's, he's saying.
In this case.
In which case?
For a beer
shown. This beer is shown, right? When you want the.
Right, so here.
But the actual attachment, so he does he require the false palace?
I don't know.
Is he being make up on the air in the room, but now the false palace? Or is he being make up on.
He's being make up on everything. Because he wants to see right away. So, Bekitzer, Rabosai, so if a person, you know, needs to be Mishamish, Mitaso, Bayom, so he just makes sure there's no direct light in the room, and he's under the cover, and, you know, but if there's light in the room, so, you know, you shut the light. If it's, the problem that comes up, as I told you, is it's for some reason on Shabbos, a couple forgot to shut the light. Then the best place is like Rabbi Eshin says to get a goy. Then there's a tshuva here in this shut b'nei bonim, Rabbi Henkin, Rabbi Yehuda Herzl Henkin, the grandson of Rabbi Henkin.
Are you covering it with like a lamp? Throw a sheet on it, or you need like something that really?
If you have a lamp.
Let's say there was no shade on it.
Yeah, so I don't know how safe it is to, you know, you got to make sure you don't cause any fires. That's another principle. That we don't want to cause fires. So I don't know. I wouldn't throw any. I mean, if it's Shabbos, you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's Shabbos and a lamp, so you should get it going, shut the lamp.
How does this hang to the hanging that was killed in the.
The one that was killed was his son. And his wife is Rabbi Ten Henke from Nishmat, who Rabbi Tuchman helped save her. She came here once, and she met with me. And then she lost her whole wallet with all her credit cards and everything. And Rabbi Tuchman found it for us. Yeah, that was the day. Yeah. She's never grateful. Yeah, so he's a Tam Chacham. I think he went to Columbia also. So he wrote interesting tshuvas. One of the things he said, I don't know if it's in this one or this, is that this is daft on the Tashmish. In other words, if couples are acting intimately, let's call foreplay, beforehand, so then they didn't necessarily ask her to shut the light. Even though one could have said the same svar, you know, to a Don and Laguna, the Skandalov. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I've seen that in his, I don't know if it's in this tshuva or But here he just writes the idea that of being in the same rishus.
As the wife.
As the wife.
As the mayor.
Yeah. The body of the Sefer thought that HaFalas Talis is not necessarily the whole body, only the Makom HaErva. I believe. Okay, but these are some of the important Yisodos regarding this. And as a Shem, when any of you get engaged and want to learn the Chassan classes, we could be more Nogeya. You could discuss it more. But these are the. So it's important, of course, to the Olas Tamid and the different and the Mechaber and the Yom Tov Shlomo and the 2 days in the Gemara of what's Asa and the Rambam Shita and the Ramo and the Ezer and the Mechaber and Orachayim and how all these things go together.
So,